Well, as you know, over the weekend, and as we mentioned at the top of the hour, comedian George Carlin is dead, died from heart failure this weekend at the age of 71 years old. I tell you what's scary. So many people, the Tim Russert, George Carlin, people just dropping so quickly. I mean, you're here today, gone tomorrow. Man, make every day the best you can, really. 1999, Art Bell had an opportunity to interview George Carlin. This hour, we dedicate this to George Carlin.
Here he is, George Carlin. Hi, George.
Hello, Art. How are you?
Quite well, thank you.
I do cut it kind of closely on your show.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. I called Bally's, and they are very protective of you, George. I got a lady who said, well, I can't do that. Let me get my supervisor. And
really?
So, yeah, she got a supervisor, and then, well, we don't know if we can do that. We'll have to screen that call.
Oh, yeah.
Then I finally got through.
Well, they screen out folks, except for folks like you, Art. Folks like you can always get through. By the way, that reversing the aging... 10 years, 10 weeks?
Yeah.
How about if I'm 62, which is 17 Celsius. How about if I take that stuff for 63 weeks? Will I be a fetus?
You might be. I've often thought that that it's all backwards, that we should not get older and more decrepit, going slowly away, but it should be reversed.
Would it be great if you just wound up, actually you kind of do go downhill again anyway, some of us, you know?
Well, you do, but it's not as though you're being enlightened more. You know, you might stare at a flower, but you don't get the same thing out of a child would.
And concerning the 5 to 10 pounds of toxic matter in my intestinal tract.
We all have that.
Yeah, well, I have over 60 pounds in my tract. I have some more in my pockets.
Are you a meat eater?
No, sir. I will eat some breast of chicken meat. Turkey kind of things and occasional fish.
Because they tell me that beef eaters have like 5 or 10 pounds or 20 pounds of beef, undigested beef.
Yeah.
It's an ugly thought.
And their bodies smell like it. I don't mean to be disgusting. I just mean that they have a kind of a body odor that's really, I think, more noticeable.
Beefy.
Yes.
Why do you do what you do?
Well, some of it is genetic, and I have instincts and skills, you know, or some people call them gifts when they talk about their own talents. I think of them as skills. My mother and father were both very funny people conversationally. My dad was an after-dinner speaker. I didn't know him. He was asked to leave early. He apparently couldn't metabolize ethanol very well.
So
he was shown the door early.
I see.
But they were both very funny. My mother, who I did have in my life as a youngster, my mother could come home from work riding the bus in New York City, and she could tell you a story that happened. Something happened on the bus, and she could do 3 or 4 voices of the people.